Hello and welcome to What's Up Japan, our 20-minute program featuring the latest topics in Japan and around the world. I'm Yuriko Yamada.
And I'm Robert Jefferson. Today we'll bring you a report about research being done on a plastic that can expand and contract when exposed to light.
We'll also have easy Japanese, so please stay with us till the end of our program. It's time now for our report. As always, on Mondays, we feature the latest developments in science and technology. Robert, what's today's topic?
Well, Yuriko, today we look at a plastic which can expand and contract when exposed to light.
You mean light can cause it to move? Tell me more about it.
The plastic is a very thin, transparent film measuring only 50 micrometers thick. This plastic film can expand or contract when exposed to light.
When it's exposed to light?
Yes. The plastic film will contract when exposed to ultraviolet light and expand when exposed to visible light. The plastic was developed by a team headed by Tomiki Ikeda, a professor at the Tokyo Institute of Technology.
Why did they develop something like this?
Professor Ikeda's specialty is high polymer chemistry. He's developed a number of high-performance plastic materials through his research into the ways molecules of different chemical substances are altered by light. He says, there are an infinite number of substances whose molecular structure is altered when exposed to light. Azobenzene is one substance that can undergo the greatest amount of change. It's been the subject of a lot of research. We tried to develop a plastic from azobenzene.
Robert, what's this azobenzene that Professor Ikeda referred to?
Well, it's a chemical substance whose molecular structure is altered when exposed to certain types of light by absorbing it. Azobenzene was developed in the 1930s. It's cheap and safe, and it was consequently used around the world in clothing dyes. But there was a major drawback in using azobenzene in dyes.
And what was that?
Well, the dyes changed color when exposed to sunlight.
You mean a favorite red item of clothing might turn into blue if I go outside?
No, not that big a change. But exposure to sunlight can cause yellow to change to orange, for example.
That detracts from its usefulness as a dye.
It sure does. Azobenzene was gradually used less and less as a clothing dye and was largely forgotten about. However, it came into the spotlight again in the 1960s. Chemists around the world were interested in the fact that azobenzene's molecular structure is significantly altered by exposure to light, which in turn prompted a lot of research.
So it was regarded as a flop, as a clothing dye, but generated interest in scientific research. So how are the molecules altered in the presence of light?
The molecules of azobenzene are shaped like a long, slender rod, which when exposed to ultraviolet light will arc into a V-shape. The molecules will revert to their original shape when exposed to visible light. The degree of change is much greater than that of other substances. Professor Ikeda decided to create a high-performance plastic film from azobenzene. The resulting test version could contract in the space of 10 seconds and revert to its original shape in the same amount of time when exposed to light.
Isn't that rather slow?
Well, azobenzene has about 10,000 different molecular structures. In most cases, the rod-like molecules are pointing in a variety of directions. It takes time for this kind of structure to expand and contract when exposed to ultraviolet light. Professor Ikeda was keen to speed up the changes in shape. He painstakingly selected individual structures out of the 10,000 molecule structures and tested them to see how fast they could transform their shape in the presence of light.
That sounds like rather time-consuming work.
Yes, indeed it was. The research plodded along for 5 years until one day, one of Professor Ikeda's research students happened upon a type of azobenzene in which all of the molecules were arranged in a single direction.
So what did that mean?
Well, when one rod-like molecule arches into a V-shape, it causes its neighboring molecules to do likewise, and the reaction occurs easily when exposed to light.
In other words, they were able to create a plastic that would soon expand or contract in the presence of light.
That's right. They turned the plastic into a film which moves in the presence of light. The team found that the light-induced movements are 10 times more powerful than those produced by human arm muscles.
10 times? That's amazing.
You know, Professor Ikeda was also surprised. The force was greater than he imagined. Power of this sort means the plastic could be used for various purposes. Professor Ikeda thought about using the plastic to drive a motor.
僕ね、小学生の時ってやっぱ模型飛行機好きだった。そのプロペラを回転させるのにゴムがこう巻いてね、でこう手でこう巻いて、でゴムがぐーってねじるわけよ。で離すと、
I've loved model aeroplanes ever since the time I was in primary school. I used to launch model planes with rubber band driven propellers. But the rubber bands wouldn't power the planes for long, and the planes wouldn't get off the ground when I attached a heavy motor to them. I figured, well, instead of relying on a heavy motor, I might be able to create one driven by lightweight plastic.
I see.
Professor Ikeda came up with a small light-powered motor. It's composed of a pair of wheels measuring 1 centimeter and 3 millimeters in diameter, which are looped by a belt composed of the light-powered plastic.
It really is small.
Yes. The pair of wheels is only small in the trial phase. The wheels are set in motion by exposing 2 sections of the belt to light, one to ultraviolet light and the other to visible light. The motor doesn't require any electrodes or wiring.
It's a very simple arrangement.
Yes, indeed. And Professor Ikeda says it's good in terms of energy efficiency. For example, solar panels are less efficient because the sunlight has to be converted into electricity. But this motor is propelled directly by light.
And what's more, the Earth is exposed to a limitless amount of sunlight.
Yes, it is. The amount of solar energy the Earth receives in a year is 6,000 times the amount of energy consumed worldwide in the same period of time. Professor Ikeda would like to come up with a way of harnessing this energy more effectively.
And what uses could there be for this technology?
You know, it could be used in places like India, which receives substantial amounts of sunlight, in order to drive irrigation pumps.
It could be used in any place where there is sunlight.
Yes, it can. Professor Ikeda says the technology could be used to propel airships cruising above the clouds, because they can always use solar energy.
But don't the motors require ultraviolet and visible light? How do you separate the two?
Well, it's easy, believe it or not. Sunlight contains many different kinds of light, including ultraviolet and visible light. Filters, which only let certain types of light pass through, can be used to obtain the 2 desired types of light.
So the energy source for this motor exists everywhere.
You know, Professor Ikeda has received some 3,000 inquiries since he unveiled his light-powered motor. He's receiving a 60 million yen, some $670,000, as an annual research grant from the government to develop this new, environmentally friendly technology.
Are there problems he has to tackle?
There are. The present motor is very slow, producing only 1 revolution per minute. But Professor Ikeda believes he should be able to come up with a version that can produce a lot more revolutions and power. He's trying to do this in various ways, such as increasing the strength of the light shined on the belt and by altering the thickness of the plastic film.
So he hopes to come up with a more powerful motor.
That's right. Professor Ikeda loves models and would like to come up with a light-driven model car. He hopes to achieve this within the next 6 years before he's due to retire.
The time might come when a lot of things will be propelled by light. Today we featured a type of plastic which can move when exposed to light. Robert, thanks very much for that very interesting report.
You're welcome, Yuriko.